A handbill from James III, James Francis Edward, the old pretender, son of James II of England, August 1714. James Rex. James III, by the grace of God, King of Great Britain, France and Ireland, defender of the faith, to all kings, princes and potentates, and our loving subjects, greeting. In such an extraordinary and important conjuncture, in which not only our hereditary right to our crowns is so unjustly violated, but the interests of all the sovereign princes of Europe is so deeply concerned, we could not be silent without being wanting to ourselves and them. Everybody knows that the revolution in the year 1688 ruined the English monarchy, and laid the foundation of a republican government, by devolving the sovereign power on the people, who assembled themselves without any authority, voted themselves a parliament, and assumed a right of deposing and electing kings contrary to the fundamental laws of the land and the most express and solemn oaths that Christians are capable of taking. And nobody can be ignorant how unjustly the late king, our father of blessed memory, suffered by this unjustifiable revolution. After his demise, his crowns, which the Prince of Orange had usurped, being them rightfully ours, according to the fundamental laws of the land, we immediately claimed our right to the same by a declaration under our Great Seal, dated at Saint-Germain, 8th of October, 1701. And as soon as it pleased divine providence to enable us to attempt the recovery thereof, we readily embraced the occasion, and it is sufficiently known that the miscarriage of that expedition could not be imputed to us. When we found after this that a treaty of peace was upon the point of being concluded, without any regard had to us, we published our protestation, dated at Saint-Germain the 25th of April 1712, in the most solemn and most authentic manner our circumstances would then allow of, alerting thereby our incontestable right to our crowns, and protecting against whatever might be stipulated in the said treaty to our prejudice. Though we might have been obliged since that time to remove from France to a remoter place, we have still continued to have our kingdoms and our people in our view, to whom we are convinced that God in his mercy will sooner or later restore us, and notwithstanding the malice and open rebellion of some and the forced compliance of others, we have never ceased to hope that God would in time open our people's eyes and convince them not only of the notorious injustice done to the crown and us, but of the dangerous consequences thereof for themselves. It is not our interest alone we are concerned for. Our natural and unalterable love for our people is such that as we could not see without grief their blood and treasure lavished in the last war, in opposition to our undoubted right, so we can not now with less sorrow see them exposed to be subjected to an arbitrary power and become a prey to foreigners. Besides that the Elector of Brunswick is one of the remotest relations we have, and consequently one of the remotest pretenders to our crowns after us, it is evident that nothing is more opposite to the maxims of England in all respects than that unjust settlement of the succession upon his family. He is a foreigner, a powerful prince, and absolute in his own country, where he has never met with the least contradiction from his subjects. He is ignorant of our laws, manners, customs, and language, and supported by a good army of his own people, besides the assistance which a neighbouring state is obliged to grant him upon demand, and many thousands of aliens refuge in England these 30 years past, who having their dependence wholly upon him, will be ready to stand by him upon all occasions. Moreover, what can our subjects expect but endless wars and divisions from subverting so sacred and fundamental a constitution as that of hereditary right, which has still prevailed against all usurpations, how successful and for how long time soever continued, the government finding still no rest till it returned to its true centre? And how can they be ignorant of the just pretensions of so many other princes that are before the House of Hanover, whose right after us will be undoubted as your own, and who neither want will nor power to assert it in their turns, and to entail a perpetual war upon our kingdoms, with a civil war in their own bowels, which their divisions will make unavoidable. From all it is plain our people can never enjoy any lasting peace or happiness, till they settle the succession again in the right line, and recall us the immediate lawful heir, and the only born Englishman now left of the royal family.